Praise the Lord. Well, you know, we already know in a few short days it's going to be Thanksgiving. And we know what comes to mind when we think about Thanksgiving: eating, football, long weekend, shopping, that Black Friday thing that some of y'all do. History, family, and Thanksgiving is all of those things, absolutely all those things. But really, Thanksgiving, and we know this, it's not just about food and football. It's and it's not just a holiday that we have every November 26th. It's almost always around that time. It's a distinctive holiday. I know you've noticed this, because it doesn't commemorate a battle or anyone's birthday. It's simply a day that's set aside to give thanksgiving. It's absolutely set aside. Did you know, let me read you what George Washington said in 1789. It was a public proclamation, and he said, "It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor." He recommended and assigned Thursday, the 26th of November, 1789, to be a day of thanksgiving. So we know that he made that proclamation. Of course, we know Lincoln actually did more about that. And then, of course, we know the Pilgrim story, the Pilgrim and the Indians. And probably some of you, I know I have pictures of my son in third grade with the Pilgrim hat on and the little black thing with the white thing on it. And he was a Pilgrim. And we went to watch him in his play, and he just did so well. But we remember those days. But even earlier than 1621, and that's when they did what they did, we find people offering thanksgiving to God. Because in the Old Testament, we actually see scripture. There's a psalm called a Psalm of Thanksgiving, and it is Psalm 100, if you'd like to turn there. We're going to read it. Here starts some, I'm sure there was Thanksgiving from the beginning, but here we see something actually written specifically for Thanksgiving. Amen. And it says, when you get there, Psalm 100. "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands.
Hallelujah.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." Now, if we look at these verses here, there are five of them, and there's actually five key words that we can look at that describe the essence of thanksgiving. And actually, that was demonstrated just a little earlier this morning, because the first word is joy. Joy. Make a joyful shout unto the Lord. We had some laughing going on in here. We had some praising going on in here. You know, I wonder how many perceive the depth of being grateful and the action that comes with it. You know, a lot of people are like, "Yeah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful." Well, there's a little bit more to it. If you want to be enthusiastic, you have to act enthusiastic, right? There's something that should come out of you. When you're really, really excited about something, something will come out.
Oh, yeah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
I noticed something. I don't even know if Deb and Danny have ever even noticed this, but when we have a little excitement going on and one of us will start dancing, the other two will just start dancing. Which, I mean, just whatever, all three of us will just start dancing all at once. That's how heaven is.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you can dance good or not. It doesn't matter how good your shout is, as long as you're shouting.
That's right.
It doesn't matter how your laugh is, as long as you're laughing and you're smiling. That's what joy is about. When you rejoice, you jump up, spin around, and make some noise.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so if we just said today, you know, we've come into a fortune and we're going to pass $1 million out to each person in this room, there would be some excitement going on in here. Well, I'll tell you what, we've done way better than get $1 million. We have the God of the universe as our Father. Amen. And so we get way more excited about that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, a shout of praise is appropriate. We shout for victories, especially over sports. Don't we? I mean, people paint themselves purple and blue and stand out in the cold, cold. Especially if you, I hope John's watching, if you go to see Green Bay play. Isn't that who he is, Green Bay? Yeah. And so if you're, you know, they're minus 20 up there. That's some faithful noise going on there. Everybody out there doing that. But think about how much more Jesus has done for you. And yet the church will sit around and be quiet about that. Well, I just think those people over there who are raising their hands and flopping around and doing whatever they do, that's just a bunch of emotional jargon. Now, those are people who are excited about their God, who are grateful about their God. Those are people who are doing things that their God actually loves. And so, you know, the Hebrew word for thanksgiving is actually the same as praise. It's the word yada. So how many of you know where your yods are? Here's your yods. These are your yods. Yada. Yada. You're lifting your hands and praising the Lord. Why are we doing that? We're looking up. We're not looking up to the sky. We're looking up to the realm of God. We're looking up to the realm of, the realm is at a higher level. It's a higher realm. It's a higher dimension. And so we're just doing this because that's about as far as we can get in our human body to do that. And so we're lifting up our yods, and that's yada. We're praising the Lord. It's very appropriate. Amen.
Amen.
It's what we're supposed to do. And so, did you know that when Russia was under communism, that they would not build tall buildings because they didn't want people looking up? They didn't build, you know how we have steeples and stuff like that, which neither here nor there to me, but actually they didn't build things for people to look up. They wanted everybody looking down.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not looking down.
No.
I'm looking up.
And
I know you are too. And I'm praising my God, and I know you are as well. We thank God. We praise God. And we're not just saying some lovely words. There's power in the praise of God. Praise was ordained by God for a definite reason. And it serves a purpose. So I'm going to read to you Psalm 8 and show you the purpose. How majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. God equates praise with strength. Did you get that? Do you see why God brought praise into existence? It's not because he has so much ego he needs for you to give him some glory, give you some praise. No. You're connecting to the highest power in the universe. And he's wanting you to connect so that the enemy can be silenced. Praise the Lord. That's the truth right there. So, because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Praise stops Satan in his tracks. It's a weapon we use to call halt to all of his maneuvers. Here's the scripture here, Psalm 9, verse 1. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne judging in righteousness. Did you see verse 3 there? When my enemies turn back. Not if my enemies turn back. I'm going to praise you and the enemies are going to turn back and I'm going to praise you some more. When my enemies turn back. So, church, let me just tell you this in case you didn't know. There's a huge difference between gladness and sadness. Huge difference. And when you come before the Lord, we're supposed to come with number two here, gladness. Number one is joy. Number two is gladness. We come before the Lord with gladness, according to the scripture. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. So there are people who come to church on Sunday, and I look at your faces. Pastors should always look into the faces of their sheep. And some of you look like you came to a funeral service or jury duty. You might want to start talking to that face. You're not realizing that you're doing that. But you've obviously practiced that before you got here a lot. So you don't realize what you're looking like. Mm-hmm. Everybody's smiling now. It's so funny. You get a picture. Glory to God. Gladness. And listen, we should come here thinking about that we've come to a resurrection service. Not a funeral. We're at a resurrection service. We're happy. Yeah. We're declaring. We're joyful. We're glad.
Yeah.
We're living in the resurrection power.
Amen.
The same power that raised Christ from the dead is living in me right now. I have something to be happy about. I have power in my life. Overwhelming victory belongs to me through Christ who loved me enough to die for me. And so I'm glad about that. I'm happy about that. And so we need to celebrate the fact that Jesus has risen from the dead. You know, sometimes I think some of us have been Christians for so long that we forget about what Jesus did. From the garden to the cross to the grave to the hell to the throne.
Yeah.
Jesus paid a horrible, a horrific price for us.
Yeah.
And sometimes we just treat that so lightly. Yeah, well, I don't do anything for me now. Well, he's done everything for you. You're not going to hell. Amen. God didn't like that. He gave you an option. He said, live. Amen. Praise the Lord. The third thing is dependence. So we have joy, gladness, and now dependence. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. That's a good thing to remember in these days. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. God is God and we are not. If we are created, then he's the creator, church. If we are sheep, then he's our shepherd. If we enter into his courts, then he's the king. If we serve him, then he's our master. I'm dependent on God. He created the air that I'm breathing. He knows every hair on my head. He doesn't just know how many. He knows which one is number two, number three, number four, number, he knows that. He knows all about me. I'm dependent on him. He knows every beat of our hearts. The fourth word here is, of course, thankfulness. Enter to his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Thanksgiving is what flows out of a thankful heart. See, you check your heart out if you're not thankful today. It's not God. He's done everything. The devil's lying to you. Well, why, how come God hadn't fixed it? That's the wrong question.
Yep.
You start getting into that, you're getting in the wrong place. Praise you, Lord. I know you have the answer. I'm keen to your guidance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the answer right this minute, but I declare I do. And so it's coming. It's coming. It'll be here. I get it. I get what I'm knowing. I'm knowing what needs to, I'm keen to your guidance. Instead of, well, I believe, but he didn't do it. I don't think that faith stuff works. Mm-mm. Always check yourself out. And don't go over to blame God.
Right.
Well, I dashed my foot against a stone. Well, go back and start quoting Psalm 91 again.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not full of it. Maybe you need to get full of Psalm 91 again, because we leak. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. In Luke chapter 17, there's an interesting story there about some lepers. There's 10 of them, and they come up to Jesus. You know the story. And so they're standing away off because lepers can't get close to people. And so they're saying, Jesus, Jesus, have mercy on us. So he sees them, and he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. And so they did that. Now, understand, they weren't cleansed yet. Mm-mm. Not right then. But when they were going to go, cleansing came.
Yeah.
So they're all on their way, and so they're walking off, and one of them turns back and comes running to thank Jesus, right? So he's running over and he's thanking Jesus, and Jesus says, where's the other nine? And he says, he falls on the fate of Jesus. He's glorifying God. He's thanking Jesus. And Jesus said to him, we're not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? And you remember what Jesus said? I'll just read you what he said. There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said to him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. So what we have is we have 10 lepers cleansed, one leper whole. The other 9 walked away maybe with still some missing digits. Or a little hobble or whatever. But he was whole because he turned around and gave thanks. Praise the Lord. He was made whole. The receiving heart is the thankful heart. If you're thankful, you will receive. When you are grateful, are thankful, there's nothing between your soul and the Savior. And so we get thankful. Lord, folks, we need to be thankful.
Amen.
For all that he's done for us, which brings up the last word, which is gratitude. Gratitude. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. 3 reasons to be grateful. Number 1, God is good. God is good. Number 2, the Lord's mercy is everlasting. That's a good thing. And number 3, the Lord's truth endures forever. In Romans chapter 11, Paul is giving thanks and praise to God. And when he writes, and this is what he says, everything comes from him. Everything happens through him. Everything ends up in him. Always glory, always praise. Yes, yes, yes. Rejoice. That's what he's saying. It's a message translation, Romans 11:36. Always rejoicing, always knowing God did it. What does it say? In him we live and move and have our being. The very breath that you're breathing right now is because God has given you the power to breathe and the air to breathe. Thank you, Jesus. Our praise, our thanksgiving, our worship, it needs to be directed to God. We need to be thankful for what he's done. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. You know, I think there's an appropriate time in our lives for some private thanks to God. Somewhere in this next week, get alone for a minute. Maybe even on the day. Just step outside for a minute somewhere, and when we're all family together and having fun, and just step outside with Jesus and say, you know, Lord, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. Thank you for all that you've done. It's so good to be grateful. So good. So it just changes your whole life. You won't grow up to be a Scrooge. It's the truth. You know, people are going to give you compliments in life. You did that so well. You're really good at that. Wow, that was a good message. Wow, you sang that good. Wow, you really handled that situation great. You sure do look pretty today. And there's a false humility that will come say, not I, but the Lord. Only the Lord. How about, thank you. And then go to the Lord and say, I give you the glory for that. I give you the glory for every wonderful thing that has been said about me, because you are the one who has done it all. And so he gets the glory. But you see, when you do that, then you don't reject the person who's giving you the compliment. If you just say, oh no, it's not me, it was just the Lord. The Lord did that for you, not me. Well, no, you had something to do with it. And God loves that. But then you always turn it back to him. That way you won't get thinking higher of yourself.
Right.
Amen. That's a good thing. That's the way to stay humble. Not false humility. But just being thankful. You just be thankful today. You can be thankful every day. You can be thankful for HEB. Look at that. Not everybody has that. And I've been with people all over the country, and we'll go places and preach and stuff, and they'll say, y'all have HEB. And we say, we have the favor of God on our life. So did I hear someone say Texas? There you go, right there. That's a good reason to shout to the Lord right there, is that we live in Texas. Amen. For those of you outside, Papa, I know, in Michigan, I know you're cold. We saw the snow. Come see us in Texas sometime. Praise the Lord. I'm talking to Papa Dan, which is Kim's dad and Danny's grandfather. Sweet, wonderful people. They're online all the time listening to us. We're grateful. For those of you that are watching online, we are grateful for you. You're a blessing to us. We're so grateful. I know you're partners. You send in finances. You're always online, and we're very grateful. And we just pray a blessed Thanksgiving over you. You are just going to be so blessed. Think of all the wonderful things that God has done for you, because he's done a lot for you. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye.